Lost episode.
Hey there everyone, hope we're all having a great day today. I want to start off this episode by first saying happy holidays. I don't care which holiday you practice, I hope you have a fun, safe, happy holidays. And I hope that this is memorable for you in all the best of ways. Happy holidays. Secondly, to tell you the story, I kind of need to give you a little bit of context, so bear with me. So 2 days ago, I was at my friend John's house. John is a friend who I've known since elementary school. We used to hang out every day. We hung out all the time. And obviously, as the years went on, we didn't hang out as much. But one thing was always certain. This time of year, mid-December, John's family would send invitations for a winter holiday dinner at their house. Now, John's family consisted of John, his parents, his sister, and his grandfather. So, 5 people. And so, this year, I'm not sure what it was. I know they sent out a number of invitations, but this year and last year, there weren't that many people who showed up. This year, there were only about 5 people. I'm not sure if it's just because people are just doing their own thing on the holidays, which is perfectly okay, understandable, especially because usually these dinners kind of fall on random days in winter. Just the middle of winter is the goal of the dinner. But also, secondly, maybe it was the new COVID variant, I'm not sure. But nevertheless, 5 people showed up. The 5 people consisted of this couple who I didn't really know too much. I've seen them and I knew them well enough to have small talk with them, which, by the way, I hate small talk. But we were able to have small talk as well as just kind of exchange pleasantries, and that's it. I really don't know them, but I know that they're more of a friend of John's parents. You also had John's sister's boyfriend, and you had Drew and myself. Drew was short for Andrew, but he always liked to be called Drew instead. But the 3 of us grew up with each other and went to the same schools as each other and even the same high school as each other. I remember being on the bus, and I don't know if any of you have done this either. Let me know if you have. But have any of y'all ever made hornets on the bus? Hornets are these things where you would take piece of paper, small piece of paper, and you would just kind of roll them up, pat them down so that they're on nice and flat, and then you would kind of fold them to make a V shape. Then you would take a rubber band and put it between your middle finger and your index finger and kind of create like a slingshot looking thing. And then you would just take the hornet, also known as a piece of paper, and you would legitimately just fling it at somebody. They hurt, but I mean, we were kids, you know. Yeah, I remember a few times we got kicked off the bus for doing that. But again, we were kids, you know. But anyway, so it was Drew, John, and I, and the other people. But we were just kind of chilling in our own little bubble, you know. Everybody was kind of talking about different things. So, and just so you kind of get an idea of what John's house looks like, it's this really nice kind of modern home looking house. It's got this nice big red door at the front. It's got steps, and it's got this really big kind of porch, and they just kind of put a bunch of different holiday decorations up at the porch and kind of basic stuff like that. But there's a bunch of windows in the house. It's about a 5-bedroom, 4-bathroom house, and it just looks really nice. There's a lot of windows and stained glass windows, and it just looks honestly really, really cozy. So we're in the dining room of the house, and I got there at about 4:30. I want to say 4:36. I don't know, but I got there around 4:30, and right when I walked in, I was just hit with this smell of just apple pie, honey glazed ham, pine cones and pine needles, and just all these other really nice smells. And there was just something really peaceful about it, I guess you would say. Peaceful and just kind of calming, just really kind of welcoming and cozy. So I got there and just kind of talked a little bit with everybody, talked with Drew, talked with John, and we all went to the dinner table, where we walk into this dining room, and you've got this really old vintage shelf on the side with a bunch of vintage, I guess the good china or whatever it's called. So you have those, and then you have this really nice, I want to say oak or cherry wood table with this really nice gloss finish, but it's a table that still looks like a piece of wood. So it looks like a raw piece of wood just kind of glossed over and made into a really nice table. I want to say it was about 10 feet long, probably 12, and it had this white stripe of a cloth down on the table that didn't take up the entire table, but it just kind of went down, and you saw all the pies and turkeys, hams, mashed potatoes, corns, everything like that is just kind of laid out. It was more of a Thanksgiving dinner rather than a Christmas or winter dinner. And then you had these light blue oval-shaped placemats on the table as well, with different dishes there, and everybody could kind of make their own food and everything. So we were just kind of sitting there for a little bit, and all of us were just talking.
Hey, Gar. Psst. Hey. Garfield. Gar.
It was John's dad trying to get my attention. He was waving at me. I waved at him back. Hey, Mr. Garcia. How are you?
Oh, I'm doing pretty well. No complaints. What about you, Gar? Life treating you well? Are you still doing that podcast?
Yeah, everything's going pretty well. Work is a little bit slow right now, so thank goodness for hourly. But yeah, that's going really well. The podcast is going really well, too. Nothing to complain about.
Oh, hey, well, isn't that great? I like your jacket that you're wearing. What color is that?
Oh, hey, thank you. These are, it's a pastel color. It's kind of difficult to say where I got it from, but it's really cozy. It's really comfy, and I love it.
Oh, yeah, no, sure looks comfy, but, like, what color is that, though?
It's pretty much all pastels, so I've been watching it, and it'll change, like, a pastel color board, and then it'll just kind of transition from there. So, like, for example, if it's, like, red, you'll see a number of pastel reds, pinks, stuff like that, and then it'll transition to orange, pastel oranges, and then it'll, like, pastel browns and things like that. So it just kind of changes over time.
Oh, wow. Do you have to charge it or something?
No, it just kind of changes on its own.
Yeah. Oh, hey, it looks like you accidentally spilled a little mashed potatoes on your jacket. Let me go ahead and just get you a pastel lone napkin here.
Oh, thank you, but no, it's okay. It cleans itself, see? I just kind of showed him the stain as it just vanished in front of us.
Oh, hey, well, that's real cool.
As we were just kind of finishing everything up, Drew actually had to leave early because he had prior plans, and just kind of stayed for about one plate before heading out. But the rest of us just kind of sat there, and even though nobody was eating at this point, we were all just kind of either on our phones or just talking to each other and just kind of sitting at the dinner table, refreshing our drinks, and pretty much that's it. But at some point, what happened is the couple who are friends with Drew's parents got up to leave. And as they were escorted to the front door by John's parents, the rest of us were just kind of in the dining room still, kind of talking and conversing. And we heard John's parents and the couple kind of make a loud remark. That got everybody's attention, so everybody kind of got up and looked on over. And right outside, you saw thigh-high snow. And we were snowed in at this point, it looked like. It's not bad. Winter in Werrytown is usually kind of like this. You get a lot of snow, but you only kind of get snow at very cold parts of the year, mostly in wintertime. But yeah, it's nothing really too bad. You just got to let it defrost at this point. But we usually never have too many issues with snow in Werrytown. So also, I wasn't really too beaten up about it because I don't care. I'm not really doing anything. And it was a weekend, so yeah, I'm not really doing anything. Also, my car was parked in the garage, so I was good to go. But we just saw this thigh-high snow, and at this point, it was around 7:38, so it was a little bit kind of later. So we just kind of made the decision, okay, I guess we're just going to stay until midday tomorrow, and once the snow is gone, then we'll just leave. Tomorrow's forecast was seen to be more of kind of like one of those brisk cold days, but where the sun is really just shining, and the sun is really warm. I love that weather. So I wasn't too stressed out about it, just got to chill with John and his family and eat pie all night. Oh no. But his grandfather was really shaken up about this.
I hate snow, especially that much of it. Did I ever tell you guys about the snowing?
Dad, we've talked about this. It's not gonna snow like that again, okay? This isn't that type of snow, okay, Dad?
You don't understand. This was before I met Lucille. I swear, when I was a boy, we had snow almost like this, and those damn
snowmen, yes, I know, Dad, we've heard that story before, but that's not gonna happen this time, okay? Let's just get you relaxed, let's get you a cup of cocoa. Suzanne, do you mind just helping me with Dad real fast? Yeah.
John's grandfather has it in his head that when he was a young boy, him and his siblings were... And I know this because he's told variations of the same story. It changes slightly every time, but from what I understand, his house was overcome with or ran by or something with snowmen. Surrounded, whatever. Something with snowmen. Do I believe it? Yeah, sure, why not? I mean, come on. You know, I have a podcast about it. But if I was somebody else, like a skeptic or something, and I heard him talking about it, I mean, I would definitely think that he needs to cool it down a little bit, you know? But, again, no judgment. John and I just kind of went upstairs at that point. As we were going upstairs, we had to pass by the living room, where now all of John's family are, as well as the couple and John's sister and her boyfriend are just kind of sitting there, and they're getting ready to watch just a bunch of holiday movies, just all the holiday movies. They're down to watch them. So John and I just kind of go upstairs to his room, and we just start our own little festivities. We smoke a little bit, we watch anime, and we play Diablo 3. And that was pretty fun. We killed a lot of time just kind of doing that. It was honestly really fun. Before we went back downstairs, we smoked a little bit more and we just kind of met everybody downstairs. At this point, they were watching Daddy's Home 2. Great movie, by the way. Surprisingly, a holiday movie. I honestly didn't know that it was a holiday movie until I watched it. But yeah, so they're watching Daddy's Home 2, and John and I are feeling pretty good right now. So we just go into the kitchen, grab what's left of the pies, and we just kind of make ourselves a plate of just big slices of apple pies and heat them up a little bit. And we go back and we sit down on the couch and we're just zoning out on Daddy's Home 2 while eating pie. After a while, it turns into 9 p.m., a little bit closer to 10, and everybody's kind of getting ready to go to bed, and John's family brings me a Christmas pillow and a blanket. But I was actually pretty comfy in the pastel robes. I zipped them up a little bit. Like, I zipped them up majority of the way, but they were probably about an inch or two from being completely zipped up. Also, I put the hoodie over, and like I said, the pastel robes are warm when you want them to be warm and kind of more breathable when you want them to be. So, me being a little bit cold, I wanted to be warmer, and all of a sudden, I was. So I had the hands in the pockets because as long as the zipper isn't completely zipped up, we're good to go. So I had my hands in my pockets and just laying down on the couch with a blanket over me, and I was drifting asleep. Now, I don't really remember too much after that because I fell asleep, although something strange did kind of happen. Out of nowhere, I just woke up. I can't really explain to you why I woke up. My body wasn't feeling well rested, but granted, I wasn't feeling groggy either. I just kind of found myself awake. I was still kind of processing that my eyes were open, but everything just looked different. The couch I was laying on didn't feel as comfortable anymore. I sat up and found myself in a completely different house. If you've ever used one of those filters over a lens that just kind of makes colors pop and makes it look radiant like it's glowing, that's my view. Everything looked like a dream. And I was looking around. The pull-out gray suede couch that I was just on was now a hard and really firm burgundy couch that barely fit me. In front of me, instead of a large flat screen TV with an assortment of DVDs next to them, there was a vintage red brick fireplace, and the floors weren't hardwood anymore. They were shag carpet. Everything looked vintage and different. The walls were like a mustard yellow color. And I heard the sound of children playing in the next room. It looked to be a somewhat smaller house, too. I walked on into the next room where I heard the kids coming from, and I saw some kids playing. It was a boy and two girls. They were just kind of playing at this dining table, this round wooden dining table. And the seats were like these really kind of vintage-looking wooden seats. Although I saw one of the seats was actually a stool where two kids could sit on. And I saw the kids get up and they just ran out the dome-shaped entranceway. There were two. I was in one of them and the kids ran out the opposing side. It was a relatively small kitchen, a little bit compacted and crowded, and vintage. I mean, everything looked vintage, from the vintage refrigerator to the types of pots and pans they had to the baby blue rotary phone attached to the wall, and most notably, the calendar that read December 18th, 1954. Not only was I in a different house, but I was in a different time. okay. I wasn't really prepared for this. But I'm in it now, and I just had to kind of be okay with that. Before I could really do anything, I heard a banging coming from the front door, and I heard the kids kind of scream. The door broke down, and I heard this kid screaming and running away from me. I couldn't see them, but I could just hear their voices echoing as it got dimmer and dimmer. And before I could go out to see what was happening, I heard groaning sounds, and which sounded like slush. Before I could even get to the entranceway, I was halfway there and I saw a snowman appear out of nowhere with another snowman behind them, and more. I stood there for a second, a little bit shocked, but instinctively turned around and ran to the knife set, and I reached for a butcher knife, but my hand went through it. I was processing that for a second. I tried again to grab it, but again, my hand went through it. And then next I saw a cutting board, a large cutting board with a handle on it, and I reached for that and my hand went through it. I heard some slush coming up from behind me, and I turned around and I saw that there was a snowman peeking into the entrance. We made eye contact, but it wasn't looking at me. It moved its head around and its eyes very, very slowly kind of moved with it. It was looking around and then just kept going on with its way. I was still trying to process what was happening, but I heard the kids screaming and I wanted to protect them. So I ran out through the side I came in and I saw another entrance in the little living room area. And I kind of turned that corner and I saw the kids in this kind of family room area now. And there's this wooden staircase that goes up, and I was telling the kids to run up the stairs and call the police, but they couldn't hear me. And I even tried to get in front of the snowman, and there weren't that many, there were about six of them, and I put my arms out and I tried to hold them back, but they just kind of went through me. They didn't notice me, and they were just kind of walking through me, all six of them. The kids ended up running up the steps and the snowman tried to follow, but I noticed that the snowman couldn't get up there. They just kept falling. They weren't able to actually get up and climb the stairs. They would either fall on top of each other, fall next to each other, or fall in front of each other. And they were damaging themselves. One would lose an eye, the other would lose an arm, one of them would lose one of the snowballs connected to its body, one would have its carrot nose pushed in all the way to the point where it's peeking out the back, and they were still trying to just climb up while just groaning like zombies. At some point, I heard the kids' screams turn from terror to anger as they were running back downstairs. This time, they were equipped with makeshift armor made out of pillows and just kind of random things that they were able to find. And some of them even tied their parents' belts around their arms and things like that, and they were running down with their parents' golf clubs in hand. And by this time, a lot of the snowmen have already damaged themselves to the point that only about two and a half were really left. And the kids just ran down and started smacking and whacking at the snowmen with the golf clubs. And to the point where there were no snowmen left. After that, the kids started to kind of celebrate, and that's when I saw it. I was looking at the kids, and the boy looked familiar. Old Man Garcia? Is that John's grandfather? I was looking around as they were celebrating, and I saw a mirror. The kids couldn't notice me in the mirror, but I saw my reflection. And then I saw the pastel robes. The zipper was zipped all the way up. I must have accidentally been messing with it in my sleep and accidentally zipped it up. But I don't feel like I'm in Werrytown right now. Like, I know I'm in Werrytown, but I don't feel like this is the in-between of Werrytown. And then I looked back at the boy. Am I in John's grandfather's dream right now? I grabbed the zipper and I unzipped it. I grabbed the zipper and I unzipped the paso robes, and when I did, I actually woke up. I felt my physical body wake up and I darted up. I was out of breath because of the whole situation. I looked at the paso robes and they were completely zipped off like I did in my dream. I got distracted though. I smelled the most delicious smelling breakfast. I looked around and I was back in John's house. The paso robes can let me go into people's dreams. Okay, so it's not just Wherrytown I can go to then. Can I go to other places? I looked around and got up before I made my way to the kitchen where John's parents gave me a fresh cup of coffee and offered me some creamers. They were cooking breakfast and I honestly did feel pretty well rested at this point. Although John's grandfather was coming downstairs and he was already complaining.
Ugh, I had the worst sleep of my life. I had a nightmare about those darn snowmen.
John's grandfather seemed to not notice that I was in his dream, and I wasn't going to tell him. Although it was really interesting that I can go into people's dreams now. I found myself just kind of staring at John's grandfather, just kind of remembering him as a child compared to now, and just kind of zoning out at the fact that now I know that I can go into people's dreams, and just kind of thinking about where else I can go from there. After that, I just kind of waited for the snow to melt, which it did, and I just went home from there. And that's pretty much what happened the last 2 days. I hope you all enjoyed the episode. And a rule of thumb, if you have a weird dream about somebody, don't stare at them. It makes them feel weird.
Darn it, Garfield, will you stop staring at me? You're giving me the creeps.
Yeah. Sorry, sir. Happy holidays, everyone.
Hey there everyone, I hope we're all having a great day today. This is Editor's Notes, so I am about to publish this episode, but I just wanted to kind of reach out to all of you, and one, I wanted to thank you all for staying this long in the episode, and two, I just kind of wanted to address a few things. When I say a few things, I mean two, and one of them is just happy holidays. I genuinely hope that all of you have an amazing holidays. Whichever holiday you practice, I hope you enjoy it, and I hope you're safe, and I hope that it's definitely a memorable, like a positively memorable holiday, you know, just like I said at the beginning. And two is I am going to be going on to YouTube. I'm still figuring that out. Right now I'm just kind of enjoying this little break, kind of getting back to other hobbies of mine, socializing more, and stuff like that, you know. Working more at work and just kind of things like that. But I am going to be jumping onto YouTube relatively soon. I'm going to make sure to give all of you an update episode regarding times, dates, and ideas, and just kind of everything about it. I just kind of need to get a few things situated first. Like, I'm trying to come up with like a intro music and then kind of like just looped music that I could use. As well as trying to figure out what the man behind the red light looks like, or now as we know him as Garfield. Just trying to kind of figure out what he looks like as well. So I'm just trying to kind of get to know Garfield a little bit more too. But I am going to go onto YouTube. I'm not just kind of sitting on the sidelines for that. I just wanted to go ahead and let all of you know, and I wanted to thank all of you for your patience. Please have a great holidays and peace.